The first time Patrick and I debated, I was in Birmingham, Alabama. I lived in Huntsville. He lived in Huntsville. He worked at NASA. I did too. It's interesting that in all of those years, Patrick has never looked at any other resources to see if what he says is telling the truth. He's never looked at any literature, anything outside of Scripture. He's only looked at individuals that look at his viewpoint only. I've looked at every viewpoint, you see, because for me, it is a matter of everlasting life. So I have to be convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt. And it's a matter more so because if I am teaching incorrectly, I have the blood of those people who listen to my teaching on my hands. So it means I must relearn constantly. There is not anything Patrick has said tonight. There is not one author, one reference that he has referenced since the first debate I ever had with him, including authors that he uses, like John Stott, who have revised what they said originally. He also doesn't understand the fact that if God is a plain-speaking God, why would he use something that everybody else has in laundry lists, and just because a bunch of people in his world say that the Bible condemns something doesn't mean that it does. You see, I've had to look. I've had to pray. I've had to fast. I've had to seek and break my spirit and my heart. For a broken and contrite heart, O Lord God, you will not despise. I am not condemned by Scripture. There is nothing you will ever tell me that will ever make me believe it, because I know too much about the rest of the Greek culture, and I know that Paul was not some uneducated person who didn't know all the words to reference the people engaged in committed same-sex relationships. To ignore those words is heresy, because you're saying God doesn't know the culture into which he speaks. I am affirmed by the Word of God because I am washed in his blood, filled with his spirit, and hold to his cross for all who call upon his name. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him, not whosoever shall believe in him and agree that gay sex inside a committed same-sex relationship is sinful. Are there sinful things in the gay and lesbian community? Yes. The reason that we have a bad name is, quite frankly, we're more honest than straight people. We have nothing to lose. You already think we're horrible and want to take our kids from us and prevent us from being around individuals, and we get made fun of at the churches and everything else. No, love isn't just coming and telling me your opinion. Love is showing up at my house when I'm hurting. Love is showing up when I need food. Love is showing up and talking to someone that you believe in more than just coming and telling people that you have no relationship with how they're wrong. You might have some form of love, but it is a very pale comparison to the love of God. When your heart breaks and walks into a funeral home with people like me and says, "I'm sorry for your loss," my heart breaks for you, and I know God does too. I will believe you.